Chapter 4. The World of Language. Unit 7. Can you translate this? Translators convert written or spoken words from one language into another, allowing people who speak different languages to communicate. A society expresses its culture in its language. This means that even if two societies use the same language, they do not necessarily define all words the same. A good example is the difference between American and British English. The word differences can cause some confusion in communication, even though both societies use English.
Translation between two completely different languages
compounds the difficulty of understanding the meaning. Languages reflect cultural differences, so people develop different vocabularies to suit their unique identities. Herein lies the first problem of translation. It is often difficult to directly translate a word from one language into another language. There is a lack of vocabulary equivalents, making a literal or word-by-word translation impossible. If a language has only a general word for purple, how could the shades of purple, such as maroon, lavender, lilac, burgundy, mauve, violet, and plum, be translated? Words acquire overtones and nuances in one language which are not associated with the closest corresponding word in another language. The translation, therefore, can suffer from a lack of subtlety or precision. Sometimes words are difficult to translate because they refer to objects or experiences that are not common to both cultures. Therefore, the other language would not have a corresponding word or phrase since a particular culture has no experience with that object. Closely related to this is a lack of conceptual equivalence in that abstract ideas do not necessarily have universal meanings. Different cultures have disparate meanings for concepts such as human rights, freedom, and democracy. For instance, in the United States, human rights are seen as political rights, such as the right to a fair trial and the right to speak freely. However, in some countries, human rights are considered social rights, such as the right to have decent housing or universal health care. The translation of idioms presents another difficulty. An idiom is a phrase that forms a unit whose meaning is different from the literal meaning of each of its parts. If an idiom is translated word for word, its meaning becomes lost. English uses many idioms, such as
simply kicked a bucket,
which means to die. A person who kicked the bucket would not end up dead.
So if each word is literally translated, a reader of the translated version, unfamiliar with the idiom, would lose the meaning.
Another problem in translation arises from the different grammars and sentence structures of the two languages involved. In some languages, the meaning of a word will often depend on its position in a sentence, which may determine whether it is a noun or a verb. For instance, book a place and place a book have very different meanings due to word order in English. Frequently, material of a technical nature that deals with scientific subjects is the easiest text to translate from one language to another. The language of science tends to use similar styles and structures in many languages and consequently translates well. Satisfactory translation of poetry, on the other hand, is perhaps the most difficult to achieve. So much of the rhythm and sounds of words create poetry. This includes but is not limited to rhymes. Poetry is also dependent on word choice, word order, and grammar. Therefore, it is difficult to keep both the rhythm and the imagery in translation. Poetry is especially interwoven into language itself. A translation that conveys the literary meaning of a poem is often incapable of maintaining the poetic form. Literal translations are rarely possible. The translator must not only look at the individual words, but also consider the broader context, such as the sentence, the paragraph, and even the work as a whole, in order to make the most accurate translation possible. Any translation of literature is at best a creative combination of the author's original work and the translator's skill in and sensitivity to the two languages involved. More often, it is a poor imitation that loses some of the author's original intent, simply because of the different and unique characteristics of language.